A Prairie Home Companion is brought to you by Yoplait. With 72% of adults not getting enough calcium, Yoplait is the yogurt with calcium and vitamin D in every cup. Products, recipes, and health information is online at Yoplait.com.
What a gorgeous, gorgeous week. One of the highlights for me was yesterday and today in the city of Quebec. Quebec, this cobblestone European city. And the funicular that goes up the hill, up to the big plaza in front of the Frontenac Hotel, and walking along the boardwalk, full moon out over the St. Lawrence River. Couldn't have been better. A lot of Southerners with us on this trip, and all of us avoiding the terrible heat wave that swept through the Midwest while we were gone. There's a big heat wave in Lake Wobegon, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. Not the end of the world, but you can see it from there. It was so hot. It was a real change of life for people in Lake Wobegon when it's too hot to work. It just is. And how do you stop doing what you have been practicing to do all of your life, which is to work, work, work? Well, we've had that same experience here aboard this ship. In Lake Wobegon, they just had to stop. There was supposed to be a funeral this last week for Olive Montero. She died off in Phoenix, Arizona, and it was just too hot to dig her grave. And since she'd lived in Phoenix all those years, we figured she could get along with it, you know, used to heat. And besides, she'd been cremated, so she'd already been through the fire. So they just set her off to the side. She graduated from Lake Wobegon High School in 1933 and lived out in the country. Her dad was a singer with the Hotsy Totsy Boys, and they came through town in a little bus, and they did a show, after which he noticed her. She was sitting in the very front row. She was 16 years old, and she was just looking up at him with star-glazed eyes. Bobby Montero, a sleek man, his hair swept back on either side. She adored him, and when they discovered that there was a flat tire on the bus and they had to send all the way to St. Cloud for a replacement, he had a couple of hours in which to impress her. And they sat off with their backs against a tree, and they did some serious necking. And her father, Mr. Olson, came at just the wrong time, and he had a rifle. And so the Hotsy Totsy Boys had to find themselves another singer. And Bobby Montero had to stay and marry her. And she became Olive Montero. They had a farm for a while. Her father gave them some land, and they raised hogs in a big old hip-domed hog barn when the price of pork was reasonable. But when the price of pork went down, then they hosed off the floor and they opened a roller rink. And young people would come from miles around, and they would skate around and around and around, and to a record on a phonograph, and it was a kind of a passion pit for a time. And then when the price of pork would go up, then they would bring back the hogs. He'd been in show business, and he wanted to get back into it, and so it was only a matter of time before he came up with the idea of teaching a pig to roller skate. Not the easiest thing to do. And the first three pigs he tried to teach suffered sprained ankles. And they had to be put away. The fourth hog, a sow named Lillian, was better at it. When you've seen your three predecessors shot in the forehead and hung up by a hind ankle, and skinned and butchered, it does motivate an animal. And she was fairly good at it. And so they got a job in a carnival And Bobby and Olive went off, and they were with this carnival until they wound up in Phoenix, Arizona, where Lillian died. She was getting heavy, and it was hard for her to do the spins that she had once done. And so Bobby turned to bank robbery. After show business, it just seemed like the only alternative. He robbed a bank in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and he went in and jammed the pistol in their ribs and told the two tellers to go into the safe, and he was about to lock it. And then one of them said, "What about my hat?" Well, Bobby had not even noticed he'd taken the man's hat. It was a fine brown soft felt fedora, and he'd put it on his own head. Well, he said, "I'm not just here for the money, you know." He tried to act tough, but the man started to weep. He said, "My wife died 2 years ago, and I was just about to start dating again." He walked away with a hat on his head and a paper bag full of $20 bills, and he just started to feel remorse. And that was when he walked into the fire hydrant. And there's no other way to put it. He jingled the family jewels, and he staggered, and the gun went off, and he shot the windshield of the getaway car on the driver's side. And it struck him that if he had been sitting there, he would have killed himself. All of this happened to Olive Montero, and then her ashes were brought back to Lake Wobegon. And unfortunately, nobody there knew her story. The minister who did the eulogy knew nothing about her and made up a whole bunch of stuff about what a wonderful woman she was and all the little unsung deeds of kindness. And the young people who came out that night to sit around in the cemetery and neck had no idea the footsteps they were following. They thought they invented it. They hadn't. It had been around for a long time. So we got away from the heat wave in the Midwest. Lucky for us. Been so good to be with all of you on this voyage.